Good morning, fellow mistresses. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day. On Wednesdays, we wear bank. First Wednesday of my return post 1 month off. And I'm 3 for 3 so far, so I'm feeling pretty damn good. And it's very early in the morning. It's 3 a.m. It's 2:30 a.m. here in L.A., so it's 5:30 a.m. on the west on the East Coast. And I just finished watching the incredible Netflix series, Inventing Anna. And I'm feeling all sorts of emotion about it because if you've seen the show, you know, Anna Delvey, a con artist, swindled top-tier bankers and socialites, allegedly out of hundreds and thousands of dollars, and almost got a $40 million loan for her ADF, Anna Delvey Foundation. But obviously, you know, everything came crumbling down when she was found out about, and the show, what I love about Shonda Rhimes, but what I really love about the show is that they have the audience rooting for Anna, and you're, like, actually against the people who are trying to, like, take her to court and the whole legal system, which is, you know, the power of Netflix and the power of really good writing. So I highly suggest, I highly recommend the series to anybody who loves that type of fashion, thriller, crime, high-stakes type of show. And shout-out to Julia Garner, who did an incredible job as the character, Anna Delvey. So, love it. It's on Netflix. Came out about a month ago. And in a week, 2 weeks, Bridgerton Season 2 comes out, which is another Shonda Rhimes show. You know, I gotta say, Shonda Rhimes is really killing it right now. And I'm just really looking forward to everything she does. So, yeah. But aside from Inventing Anna, not much to do since we last chatted. I'm, you know, living my best life. It's very late, and I wasn't going to actually record an episode. I was going to wait until the morning, but I was like, you know what, if I oversleep or if I don't get up in time to do it, then I just, you know, I'll just do it now. And there's actually quite a bit to talk about, so without further ado, let's get into our stories of the day, because I want your opinions about stuff. So, first story of the day is everybody's favorite billionaire lip kit queen, a reality star as well, and all around icon, Kylie Jenner, is opening up about postpartum, post baby number 2, which is really great to hear. Speaking about it, I mean, Kylie has been notoriously tight-lipped with regards to her children, but you know, stars, they're just like us. So E! News is reporting, Kylie Jenner admits life, quote, hasn't been easy 6 weeks after welcoming baby Wolf. Okay. Bible. The postpartum period can be tough. In an Instagram story shared March 15th, Kylie Jenner opened up about the struggles she has encountered since delivering Wolf Webster 6 weeks ago. The candid video series showed Kylie walking on a treadmill while chatting about how postpartum has affected her. Quote, oh my gosh, I've never sneezed. I don't think I've ever sneezed on air before. That's like a first for everything. I love it. Okay. I just want to say to my postpartum has not been easy, Kylie said. This experience for me, personally, has been a little harder than with my daughter. The Kylie Cosmetics founder, who was also mom to Stormy Webster for, wow, it's been 4 years. That's crazy. Share that postpartum depression can affect a new mom in all different ways, adding, quote, it's not easy mentally, physically, or spiritually. Kylie thought it was important to share her truth on the gram, quote, I didn't want to just get back to life without saying that because I think we can look on the internet and, you know, for other moms going through it right now. It might look a lot easier for other people and, like, put the pressure on us, but it hasn't been easy on me either. It's been hard, and I just want to say that. Reflecting on what her post-pregnancy experience has taught her this time around, the 24-year-old says she's learned to not be so hard on herself. Quote, it's okay not to be okay, Kylie said. Once I realized that, I was putting some pressure on myself, and I just keep reminding myself I made a whole human, a beautiful, healthy body. Excuse me. And we have to stop putting pressure to be back. Not even physically, just mentally after the birth. Okay, I have many thoughts about this. First and foremost, it's so amazing that someone as famous as Kylie is using her platform to really open up and be candid about the struggles. I mean, I am a male. I identify as a male, and I am a male. I don't know what conceiving a child is like. I don't have kids, and you know, I have girlfriends who do, but yeah, it's, I'm not, I am not one to speak on postpartum or postpartum depression because I don't know much about it, but I can't even imagine what it must be like, especially having literally, as Kylie said, like pull the baby out of your person. I mean, that is just a miracle. So I think women are entitled to feel and be and act however they want after having a child. It is such a taxing 9 months. And I give so much credit to the magnificent women out there who are going through what they go through postpartum and excuse me, everything. And Kylie is, you know, someone who is very famous, obviously, and using her platform to say, hey, mamas, I see you. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. I see you. And also, I was thinking a lot about, well, I haven't, like, because in, I've been thinking a lot about, like, birth and whatnot because of, you know, inventing Anna. Vivian, who is the lead of the show, played by the iconic Anna Klemski from Veep, is pregnant in the show. And she gives, you know, delivers her baby right towards the end of the series. And, you know, makes me think about how incredible it is that women who work full time and have high stress jobs and are really out in the world to make a difference also are carrying babies and humans and making humans. And it's a miracle. So sending a lot of love to Kylie, and it's awesome to see her be so candid and honest about everything she's going through. That's great. It's helping someone, so love it. Okay, second story of the day is a really big story, and it's actually really sad. And even though I'm not such a big fan of this show anymore, not because I just stopped liking it, because, you know, like, after 2 seasons, I was kind of like, okay. E! News, a lot of outlets too, are reporting that Vanderpump Rules' Tom Schwartz and Kenny Maloney break up. Okay, I actually have many thoughts about this. The first being, I live in LA, so obviously I've, like, been to Pump, I've been to Sir, I've seen them. And I definitely got vibes. It was some time ago when I saw them, but I definitely got vibes that, like, these two are not. And also, if you watch the show, like, they're just different. And I really like Katie. I mean, she's been my one of my favorites. I mean, obviously Stassi too for a long time. And, like, oh, my stomach's growling. I'm really hungry. But I'm going to wait till the morning. I'm going to go get my bagel sandwich and coffee from Bricks and Scones in Larchmont Village. And if you live in LA, you know, you know. Or I'm going to go to, by the way, sorry to, like, interrupt myself. There's this drink from Starbucks that I just started getting. I'm, like, literally obsessed. It's a brown sugar oat milk iced shaken espresso. You guys, it's literally the bee's knees. I've literally never had a drink that's so good in my life. It's like a dessert iced coffee, but it's so good. And, like, when I have it, it's like the clouds clear, the sun comes shining through, even though I live in LA, so it's, like, basically always shiny. It's, like, literally the best drink ever. So, like, shout out to Starbucks. If, like, they want to sponsor this podcast, I would, like, literally live for that. Anyways, I digress. Yeah, Tom and Katie. So, okay, this is what Tom Schwartz posted on his Instagram. Well, okay, this is what the article says here. Tom Schwartz and Katie Maloney are serving up some sad news. The Vanderpump Rules stars and longtime couple are breaking up after over a decade together, Katie announced on Tuesday, March 15th. Okay, I'm going to actually go to Tom Schwartz's Instagram because I believe he and Katie posted one of those, like, notes things. But let me just read this because I was reading it and I was like, oh. Okay, well, Instagram's, like, really... Okay, here we go. By the way, I mean, you know what? I'm not even going to talk about it because I, like, don't want to throw shade at people. Okay. 9 hours ago, Tom Schwartz posted one of those, like, stories with, like, one of those, like, carousel photo things of a statement. Well, this sucks. How am I supposed to capture 12 years of love in a fucking canned Instagram caption? What picture am I supposed to use? Is there a go-to breakup font? Wanted to clear the air on some rumors floating around. Katie and I are separating. I'm not quite ready to use the D word because it's too painful. Yes, my heart aches, but I'll be okay. Not looking to evoke any sympathy here. I'm not the victim. Not gonna write too sad a song. Fully respect Katie's decision, and we've had healthy, productive conversations about it. It would be far sadder if she decided to stay with me whilst not happy. Oh, so it was Katie. Love that. After 9 years on a reality TV show, it feels a little tone deaf to say, quote, please respect my privacy, especially while posting this. Excuse me. So instead, I'll ask to please be kind. I don't fault you for any snap judgment. If I was watching us on VPR, Vanderpump Rules, for the last 9 years, I'd be making them too. Perception gets skewed because of seeing snippets of our lives on the show. But I'm telling you, we've had some of the most blissful, romantic, fun time humanly possible over the course of our relationship. I'm talking heaven on earth level joy. She taught me so much about love and being a better partner. It's hard not to feel like a statistic, another failed marriage. I don't look at it as a failure. As sad as I am, still happy to say that there's no anger or bitterness, zero. Still so much love for you at music, her handle. And your family, I don't think we were ever a model couple. Maybe we are model divorcees, a dubious title, I suppose. Also, I'm aware of the tragedies taking place in the world right now. I have perspective here, so I'll be fine. So I'll shut up now and say, hey, one last time. I love you, bub. Always and forever, you always be my heart on my ass. Maybe not so much. Then he posted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lovely photos of them together. I mean, look, that's really sad. I mean, it's like every day almost, I always have this conversation with myself or a friend that I never will get legally married because of the statistics of divorce and just how difficult it is, especially dating in the world today with social media and just all different components. And I mean, I could have a partner, yeah, but never like a legal marriage because that just makes stuff really complicated. And like, yeah, I don't know, but it's really, really sad. And, you know, I love Tom Schwartz and I love Katie and, you know, like Stassi and Bo Ergol. Stassi and Jax are iconic, even though they're not together, but Jax and Brittany are iconic. And I loved when Tom Sandoval and Kristen were dating, but then obviously Tom and Ariana are great. And then James and Raquel and like Lala. And it's just like, I don't know. I do wonder if cameras are going to be following this. And I think what better time than ever to bring Stassi back to the show, because obviously she's an instrumental part in Katie's life. And I just think if Bravo were smart, they would do that. But no, if Bravo's going to hold principle and like whatever, then I don't know. But anyways, I'm sending them my love and, you know, it's all very sad. Oh, I didn't even read the article. Oops. Oopsie. Okay. Let's see here. There's anything else. Oh, some fans recently started speculating. This is from the E article. Some fans started recently speculating about the trouble in couple's relationship after Katie was photographed without her wedding ring on. Tom and Katie first tied the knot during an August 2016 wedding ceremony that aired on VPR's fifth season and was officiated by their TV boss, Lisa Vanderpump. However, it was later revealed that the duo never actually filed the paperwork to make their marriage legal. Oh, actually, you know what? I want to see what Katie Maloney posted. Okay, so she posted a statement as well. I'm just looking to see who liked it. Oh, hers is just one page. Okay, this is what she said. I never thought I would have to make an announcement like this, but I feel it's important that I'm open about my life with you. After 12 years on an adventure through life together, Tom and I are ending our marriage. This ending is not met with resentment or animosity. No sides to choose. We have deep admiration for one another that will always remain, and we cherish our friendship. Although we may be on different paths, we will continue to love and support one another's happiness. Thank you all for the kind words and support. And she posted two lovely photos of them. Well, period, as they say. And once again, I'm going to say, please bring Stassi back to the show. And some people are just so thirsty and desperate for attention. And it's not Katie. There's somebody else who I'm like looking at that I know personally commented the photo. Like, you're not on the show, so stop. Anyways, I'm just sad, but love is in the air every time I look around. Okay, just to say, I have like two more stories that I have pulled up, but I'm like really too tired to talk about it, so I think I'm gonna end the podcast here. And I know this is crazy. You're probably gonna be like two stories, and you've been gone for a month, but you know what? I'm gonna normalize being tired. I'm gonna normalize finishing up the job early if you don't want to complete it. And that's just like the kind of girly I am. You know, if you just want to go rest and stuff and go live your best life, then you go do that, girl. So without further ado, I'm Andrew DeVitri, the Mistress of Pop Culture. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. I know I only gave you two stories today, but I'm going to give you more later on. So you can stream my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Netflix Radio, iTunes, Podcast App on the iPhone, basically anywhere a podcast stream. I hope you'll have a fabulous Wednesday. And once again, yes, I know I only gave you two stories, but maybe I'll give you like 20 one day. And that's just like the kind of girly I am. You know, a surprise here and there. Anyways, have a fabulous Sunday, and I'll chat with you soon. XOXO, Gossip Girl.